All right, welcome everybody to another Clarion Temple of Oneness. Today is the 22nd of April, which is also Earth Day. There's also a meteor shower this evening, or in the late early morning hours, I guess probably tomorrow morning. So let's bring in the unified whole, set your intentions. There's a lot of areas still in the world that need our intentions and our light for healing. The big events of last week, we had the marathon issue in Boston. We had ongoing conflicts around the world of war. And we had earthquakes. So to all these beings and individuals involved in this, we invite them to the temple, whether they were ones who transitioned or stayed here and suffered trauma and require healing. Let's bring in the unified whole. 000144000 unified whole online. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, 110, 120, 130, 140, 141, 142, 143, 144. Breathe that in. There's a big frequency shift as we call upon Lord Metatron, Lord Melchizedek, and the Mahatma to deliver to us the platinum net. And as we breathe in, it comes within our full body system and around us, attaching itself to any lower vibrational frequencies, thought forms, experiences, dreams, anything at all from your computers, etc. As we breathe out, it is stripped away. And we call upon the violet flame to transmute and transform anything else that still remains of that same nature that needs to be removed for us to fully experience the higher dimensional frequencies. Picture this swirling within you and around you, from your Earth star to your soul star, or from your soul star to the Earth star. It does not matter, as it totally infiltrates into every area. And then we blend that with the pink flame from Paul the Venetian, which fills in any areas that are being removed or have been removed with love and compassion. Just feel those two frequencies intertwining. And then we call upon the golden flame from our Earth star through our heart chakra up through the crown to the soul star. This spins around us in a clockwise direction as well. Earth star to soul star, so that they spin simultaneously. It forms a Merkaba light body vehicle around us. We are totally encased within as a pyramidal-like structure above and below. And we ask that spiritual mirrors be placed on the outside facing walls of the pyramid to reflect out anything that tries to enter back to source, so that it does not disturb us. And let's bring this energy back down with us to the fifth dimensional frequency, 143, 142, 141, 140, 130, 120, 110, 100, 90, 80, 70, 60, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Take a deep breath and breathe that in and ground it down through this Earth star to Gaia. And you can do this exercise several times a day whenever you need to reset your energies to remind yourself of who you really are in this moment. Here is Melaresi.
Thanks so much. Okay, so tonight we are working with Lord Sananda, so it's going to be a very powerful night in preparation for the Festival of the Christ, which is the 25th on Thursday, and of course we're doing our call on Wednesday evening. The lunar eclipse is coming in at the same time, and today with the meteor shower, I just posted the Lord of the Great Bear star system from last week, the transcription. Thank you to Sadi for sending it so quickly, about what we experienced last Monday. So if you want to refresh your mind on that, it is on the Clarion Light Being Circle of Light. It is also on a couple of other sites and Facebook, including lightworkers.org. So it is out there on the net if you'd like to refresh those energies. I just wanted to remind everybody what this is. It's Lights Within Lights. It is a connection of oneness with the intergalactics and within each of us. So we may be feeling some shifting this week of what is going to be happening for us personally to prepare us for the Festival of the Christ, because that is about our resurrection. And going into the next deeper level of our soul's essence within our physical body. So let's get started. Breathing deeply, we call upon those energies of the 144th dimension to come down through our Antarkarana bridge into our soul star. So we open up our chakra system with all the colors upon colors. Tonight we're just going to tune in ourselves and to visualize whatever colors that are coming to you that is the most prevalent energy that you need to receive. We're just going to breathe into each of the chakras, first with the crown, into the third eye, the throat, the thymus, the heart, the solar plexus, the sacral, and the root. Spinning these energies down our limbs into our earth star. As the earth star and the soul star spin simultaneously, allow the frequency of light to blend within your entire structure of chakras upon chakras, colors upon colors. We feel two more beams of light coming into our shoulder joints, the side meridians, the hip joints, the knees, the ankles, and the feet. This is activating all the energies in the physical structure, allowing the physical structure and the spiritual structure of your soul's essence to combine together as one full Merkaba vehicle of light. Feel that spinning now in a clockwise manner. On the inside, the chakras are all spinning within each other, which causes a counterclockwise movement. So the two essences of these frequencies are blending together to create the feeling of moving out of your body. As we're going to now intend to be in the multidimensional space, going out of the physical, through the solar, into the galactic, the universal, and then the multi-universal. Take a deep breath. We see ourselves now on the multi-universal level. We land in a beautiful field of flowers, walk through the flowers, and we see the rainbow bridge in front of us. This is our connection to the temple. As we walk across the rainbow bridge, there are many souls awaiting us. I would see the garden pathway now that takes us towards the temple. It is a bluish, silverish type of building. Very illuminating. And there's about half a dozen steps that we walk up. And then we meet Archangel Michael's warriors and Yantias. There's the higher self of Fred, who guides us through this temple. And then we're going to step down into the amphitheater, all the way to the first row. And find your seat in the first row, or a seat. Take a deep breath. We'll bring in the angels, Divine Mother and Father God. We'll have an attunement for us, and then we will talk to Lord Sananda. Holy God of hosts, we are the angels. Our light, we embrace you. We are one with you. We are here. Senses within you. Holy, holy God of hosts, we are so happy. We are so thrilled to be in the space with each of you. Blessings, blessings in each moment. Stop in this moment and think of what you desire and send it unto our essences so that we can assist you with whatever you need at this moment. Breathe. With our breath, we blend our energies together. It is our desire to work with each of you on a continual basis. So we ask you to acknowledge us, and you will acknowledge your own angelic self in deepest gratitude. We are the angels of all levels and principalities. I am that I am that I am that I am. I am the Divine Mother and the Divine Father God of the Cosmic Great Central Sun in the unison of the Divine Mother and the Divine Father God. We bless you as the angels, everyone of the inner plane levels of creation are standing by to assist in your feelings, your thoughts, your emotions, the expression that you are going through, to allow the essence that you are to be more fully integrated within you. Allowing the spark of creation that you are to fully be embodied within you. Oh, take a breath and feel the spark circling within you. Feel it embracing you. That's all you have to do, is to feel that spark. Because each of you have the spark, and it's getting brighter and brighter with each moment that you go deeper into that expression. But you must allow yourself to do so. You cannot just expect it to be done on its own. It must come in the full totality that is you. And this is what you were experiencing this week. There are great changes of energy patterns upon the planet at this time. Oh, we know that this has been ongoing, but this week is especially important. With the Festival of the Christ upcoming, with a lunar eclipse, and not only that, the meteor shower that is coming down upon the earth to ignite the existence of the other worlds, other interplanetary worlds that are interacting with you through the frequencies of light. It is the first step in our creation of allowing the physical existence of many worlds coming together at the same time. It does not mean you have to be up in the middle of the night to watch it. All you have to do is ask to experience it. And this is the beginning. It is like a huge doorway that is being opened. And that doorway, each of you are walking through and experiencing it. As you experience those levels of creation, you understand within yourself that you're going deeper into the depths of your soul's memory. The parts of yourself that you thought that had been lost, they have not been lost. They've just been put aside until you were ready to fully be illuminated by their presence in your world. So there is great adjustment that is occurring at this time to allow each of you to understand this process within yourself. Let us reflect within the higher self in this moment, allowing your higher self activating within your frequency, remembering that thymus gland, allowing your thymus gland to spin, and asking for your higher self to fully be within you now. Feel her or him activating within your cellular structure, within your muscles, within your feelings and your thoughts, allowing it to come into one creation. That is the creative process that is necessary. Breathing deeply through this essence, of divine creation that you are. Feel the silence within that of allowing the two essences to merge within you. The two essences of the old and the new to become the present. And as the creative process of the higher self comes fully within the body, there will be elements that he or she does not like. And this is the divine creation manifested within your existence. It is the ability to fully understand the process of what needs to be removed and what needs to be accepted. The resurrection of the Christ represents these energies. It represents the pathway that you had been on for the previous year. And possibly some of those aspects that you're still holding on to. And you have not allowed yourself to fully accept the new essence within you. Because there are still pulls towards the old. So what you have to figure out is, take apart the old. There may be particles within there that you need to have, that are still part of your reality. It does not mean that you remove everything. But you must remove those parts of yourself that do not fit the higher essence that you are bringing in, and each of you are doing this. How can you not be doing it with the energies that are happening presently, with you being here on these calls and for the work that you're doing on your own? And what you are sharing with others. Remember, whatever you are doing, the student then becomes the teacher to share with others. And then that teacher becomes the student once again. And that is the flow of the yin and the yang. That is the flow of the outside and the inside. Allowing the inner world and the outer world to come into full creation. Everything that you have done up to this point has molded you to get to this moment in time. And this is what you must remember as you're going through the process. The elements that need to be removed are being done so by the greater thought processes of your higher self, of your higher mind coming fully into creation. Now, we all know this is not happening all at once because that would cause a lot of overload. So it's necessary to be gentle through this process to allow these energies to flow within you. And not to be so harsh on yourself that you cannot have the full realization that something else is changing within you. And to accept the new essence, to accept the part of you that you were afraid to do so previously. Because as you go through these challenges, you will see that you become stronger with each step of the way. And what previously, a year ago, you may have thought that you would never step into, you are now ready to do so because of the tests and the trials you have had to go through to accept the divinity of your light fully in the reality of your world. So tonight we want to help you with this transitionary period because you are in transition. It is a perfect time as it is also Earth Day. And as we assist Gaia to receive these frequencies, she will be able to relax more into her transformation. And the pathway that she is taking will be much easier for everyone involved. So you are the spark of light that starts. That starts to ignite within your being. And it blends within the process of whom you are. It is very important to understand this process. Because without it, you will not be able to get through it. Because the confusion sets in. If you stay in that old world of thinking as you did previously, that will not fit into the new aspect that is trying to be created within your existence. So let us help with that. And that is our attunement this evening. Assisting you in moving through the next step with ease and grace, taking the parts of yourself that you no longer need and letting them be purged, but yet accepting aspects, elements of yourself that you may have forgotten about, or you may not have even been aware of them. Now you can fully incorporate these energies within you as you do the purging and the acceptance, all in one essence. Take a deep breath and allow the fluidness of the light to come fully within you as we call upon now the 330 rays of God. Colors upon colors, just circling. You can see them just as little circles of light, balls of light, intertwining within each other, almost like you can vision bubbles. And those bubbles of light all swirl within you. As now you take a deep breath, you're going to take in what you need, and what you do not, it will be removed. See the colors being the colors in the temple floating around. And you just breathe in this desired essence that you need. And as you do that, you feel the releasement very softly, softly leaving you and allowing you to be whole, accepting the higher colors that you have not fully actualized. You may see violets and blues and greens and pinks, high, high frequencies merging with white light, crystalline colors all merging together in the softness that you are. Just open up your heart, open up your palms, and allow it to receive unto you in swirls and swirls of light. Star into all of your chakras. Let it merge into your cellular structure, into your etheric body, your emotional body, and your mental body, as now you become relaxed, very relaxed, and you accept the next stage of your growth. We, the Divine Mother and the Divine Father of the Cosmic Great Central Sun, ask of you to feel this connection in the totality of your feminine and your masculine divine. We put it into separate thought processes, but now allow them to blend within you in your heart and expand those energies in the totality of what you are feeling. This is your higher essence activating within you. It is our divine pleasure to be here with you in this moment. We thank you greatly for the acceptance of the love and the light as we blend our essences into one. So I'm going to be in the light of the Christ that we are. I am that I am. I am. I am that I am. That I am. That I am. I am. Just take a deep breath. Feel those essences blending within us. As now Lord Sananda will come forward. My dearest ones. Oh, what a pleasurable moment to be honored here in the temple, to be here once again with each of you. But this is a very special occasion, not just because of the festival of the Christ or each of you coming together or each of us, the Divine Mother and Father God giving such a beautiful attunement unto everyone, but this moment of time within this earth of the changes, of the challenges of many peoples, of many lands, and the effect of what these energies are doing to everyone else and creating great separativeness of their higher essence with their lower essence, of not being able to come together into the creation of their light into their world. But the greatest joy that I have is to watch each of you changing, transpiring into more of yourself, allowing the dynamics of the world not to deter you from your course, but in actuality to make it stronger, to allow the essences of whom you are to be more fully activated in a grounding sense through your physical bodies. And some of you may not think that you are. But if you look at the totality of a day, moments upon moments, I ask you to reflect how many of those moments do you ponder of God, of the light, and how to make this a better world. And I will guarantee you that those moments are much more than the other moments. It is just because of the other moments that they seem to bring you down into that lower self-ego, into that lower expression that is within you, because you have been conditioned to be in that space. And now you are transitioning in a much higher space, allowing your energies to be intertwined with your higher essence. And not just of yourself, but of the planet, of Gaia, of star systems. As each of us are taking the steps closer into the acceptance of oneness. But first, we must feel this individually. We must allow the oneness to be in the totality of our body. So the timelines that are coming up are to assist you in bringing in the multidimensional self. They are allowing you to be in the totality of your existence, because this is what you have chosen to experience. Remember, you are doing it for others. And this is the hardest task to remember, because as an initiate of a master upon this pathway, You sometimes have the, and I'm not saying you per se, I'm saying the totality of mastery. When you walk into mastery level, the consciousness of that is that you think it is so much easier than it's going to be. And that it's not going to be a personal experience because now you're starting to give service to the earth. But in order to do that, you must understand whom you are, what you are going through, and how that affects your world. This is a very, very important aspect to truly incorporate within you because it represents the ability to allow all forms of God's light to be intertwined of the creation that you are as the person that you inhabit. And I think this is a very important aspect that some individuals may forget about because they get so involved in assisting others, doing healing work, doing absentee work, handing their voice to another or their hand and extending a pat on the hand. Know that every time that you do this, you are receiving something in return if you have not already realized this. This is the important part of all these aspects that are occurring. It's so very powerful because what you do for another must be done for yourself. Just as the saying goes, what you do for yourself goes for another. They go hand in hand within one another. And this is a very important element to constantly be reminded of. It's very, very important to allow your essences to come into the complete unification that your higher self wants you to be. And it takes practice to get there. This week is going to take you into the deeper levels of acceptance, of understanding where you are personally, and what you are doing in your own life pathway. Everything else will fall into place. But it's very important on this week to take a self-inventory of going within the processes and conditioning that are occurring within your own thought processes and your own emotional feelings so that we can bring them more into balance. This festival of the Christ will allow you to do this. Not only that, but the lunar eclipse is going to be very huge because it's going to represent that darkness arising. So I ask of you now to take care of what you feel needs to arise out of you. Allow yourself to surrender into it. Because it is when you don't surrender that is when it is much more difficult to attain. And we don't need any more of those additional thought processes to occur for us. Because it already is an individual process that is occurring. And each moment can be easier or it can be more difficult, depending on where you are. It does not have to do with your personal existence, your personality. Sometimes it does. But each of you are aspiring to the highest frequency of light that is possible. So in doing so, you allow these energies to come fully within you. And you are learning through this process. That is massive. It is massive what is occurring on the planet right now with the light workers that are stepping forward. You will be able to show the others on how it's going to be done. But you must take that self-inventory. You must be aware of your ego issues. You must be aware of your thought processes. You must acknowledge your emotions. And allowing them all to come out of you not in a state of aggression or a state of despair, but allow them to flow. We want the energies to flow. And we want you to be prepared to accept your duality that has stopped you previously, because that is no longer the way it will be done. It's going to be going quite differently. So allow those parts of yourself that need to be embraced, the parts of yourself that need to be resurrected, to be purged into the fire of transformation. So we take these elements and utilize the violet flame from my dearest friend Saint Germain, because it is going to help you purge the elements. And we're going to go a step further and utilize the pink flame, as Mel Laresse and Mike do, of the vibrational transition of that communication. If we utilize the violet and the pink together, we cannot go wrong. And you will be able to acquire the golden flame within you by utilizing these aspects. So we want to help you with that in the next few moments. And before we do that, I want to embrace each of you into this aspect of love and unity and divine power, divine acceptance that we are. Breathing deeply into your heart. Allow my energies here in the temple this evening. I come as Lord Sananda, but I also come as Master Jeshua. I also come as other masters that I was. Some of them not as important as others. It's only the important ones that are spoken of. But allow my light to reflect within you this evening. You have been the same. You have been more, you have been less. And that is the balance you are acquiring right now to accept the feminine and the masculine divine of your creation. To come into full acceptance. You have it within your higher self, but now you just need to acquire it within your physical self. But the physical self holds on to the other timelines. As you step onto this mastery pathway, what is it at this time that you feel that is important for this pathway? We know that each and every one of you want to do work for others. You want to assist Gaia. You want to assist others around you. You have a great need to share with others whom you are. And right now what we need you to do is to fully internalize these energies within yourself. Take that power that you have given out to give to another and bring it back in with you for this moment in time. That's pretty powerful, because we know each of you extend great light and love and compassion to others around you. Allow the illumination that I am, that I bring into you, to come into you this evening. As you fully understand your inner devotion, the devotion to your healing, the devotion to your acceptance, the devotion to whom you are, this is going to make you a much more powerful, God-driven soul for the new earth. And I embrace you to do so. I embrace you to accept all that you are and all that we see. So allow my essence now to blend within you to assist you in this process. Breathing deeply. Now just feel the compassion, feel the love, feel the devotion that I have for each of you. Embrace this essence and allow it to flow in your cellular structure. Allow it to go into your etheric body and let it float. I give you the ruby red with gold. I give you many colors, but allow this essence to go deeply within you. You may want to center just into your solar plexus and breathe through that essence. We now call upon the violet flame. So I'm going to ask Saint Germain to assist me with this frequency of light. He expands his energy and light within the temple. It comes down into the top of the temple and it's going to come into each of you individually. So you see the violet flame in the middle of the temple here as we expand it around. We each of us breathe together and feel the violet flame. Feel it going from your earth star to your soul star. Feel it igniting into your solar plexus. Feel the energy expanding out of you. Feel it blending and moving in a way that you have never experienced presently. I am the violet flame, I am the violet fire, I purge all I do not desire, I am the violet flame, I am the violet fire, I purge all that I do not desire, breathe the essence of the light of the Christ that you are. Now the temple is filled with the violet fire. Each of us is purging. Yes, each of us is purging. It does not matter which level we are on. We all purge also. Now we call upon Paul the Venetian to bring down his pink flame into the temple. Feel the essence of the creative activation and the compassion and the love and the purity and the joy of the pink flame blending ascending within you. It'll take up those spaces you want to create. Allow the pink flame to come into the areas that the violet flame has purged. Feel the essence now as the pink and the violet merge into each other. It creates the vibratory essence. This is your vibratory communication. As you raise your vibration into the higher frequency, beyond the third dimensional body, into the fourth dimensional body, it purges you and accepts you at the same time. Feel the vibratory raid of the violet pink running through you now, from the top of your crown all the way to your Earth Star. Feel it spinning within you, going round and round and round. Helios and Vesta and Ra, the sun god, bring the expression of the vibratory rate within you, of the violet pink, as each of us stand around you in this moment. Just say a moment and give us a message of what you desire. We are all here to assist you. I have brought in these beautiful beings this evening because I feel that it is important, their work is important, to assist in this process of removing and stepping into the resurrection of your Christ itself. I ask of you to think about a year ago. What were you like? Because I know that you have brought more into your Christed being. That is you. All the activations that have occurred since that time and the changes that you have encountered have molded you into be more to yourself. Purge the parts that don't exist in your world any longer. And know the difference when they are not you. And this is the most glorious part of this, because as you prepare to go into WESAC, you will step into a new existence that you have not experienced previously. It is my divine pleasure to share you this light. Let us now think about every person upon the planet and to assist them in this process. The Festival of the Christ is an energy that is there, but when one attunes to it, it creates more change and transformation. So let us take the violet pink that we have received and let us share it with the world. Let us share it with Gaia. Let us share it to the land masses. Let us share it to the people. However you want to put your intentions right now, let us do this together.
Yeah.
We take a breath in. What we have done, we have taken the violet flame, the pink flame, the violet pink, the ruby red, and we have combined them all together. And the transition of these energies is much softer than doing one by themselves. So the entire consciousness of the planet can just feel the infiltration of this light fully within their beings. The animals, the land masses, the humans, the many levels of creation. And now coming to a better part of themselves individually, so that oneness can occur, because it cannot occur immediately with the totality of many. This existence must be in the singular form in these moments for the resurrection of the Christ. I call upon each of you to bring forth your energies onto mine so that we can do this together, because you are not alone. There is no separativeness. Even though we are all on many levels of creation, that is the beauty of putting it all into wholeness, putting it all into oneness. I am divinely honored to be with each of you in these moments of creation. Namaste and great love from my heart to yours. Okay, take a deep breath. Arise. Visualize yourselves rising from the chair and walking up the steps of the temple, many souls upon souls. Everyone is very quiet and moving. There's a blessing that has occurred for each of us in these moments. As we see Yantias, we greet him and bid our farewell, and then the Archangel Michael warriors. As we step down the steps towards the garden pathway, and we walk through the garden, the beautiful garden that is here, Babbling Brook, and just energies everywhere. Feel those essences. And then we walk towards the Rainbow Bridge, and we reignite our Merkaba vehicle, feel it spinning as we're all together. We spin off the multidimensional level, downwards into the dimensional level, universal level, excuse me. And going down the universal level to the galactic level, the solar level, and then the Earth level. We separate into our separate locations. You now start to feel yourself coming back into your physical body. Make some physical movements to do so. You can do the tapping. Move your toes, your fingertips, or your neck. Just shrug your shoulders. Push your energy downwards. Allow those energies to go down into your physical body, as we were taught last week. Push them through your feet and your hips into Gaia. This is Christine Malarese with my Caden. Thank you so much for joining us for this wonderful call. Namaste.
Thank you, everyone.